Preston and Steve Fun Size.
All right, now can I clarify?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, very rare moment. Audio junk drawer.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, so we are going to actually... we're having technical problems. And these pieces of music are just getting cut off.
Yeah.
And,
but you're getting a sample. It's like a Whitman sampler of sound effects.
The new Rambo trailer came out yesterday.
I watched it like five times.
I decided to have Marissa grab some audio pieces from this so we could kind of dissect them and play them on the air. So when does this open? I didn't even check to see. This
is September 20th.
This is the teaser trailer. I guess a longer form trailer will be coming down the road.
It's basically just a little... So he's teasing you.
I don't need to see anymore. I'm good.
I know.
What I needed to be, because I loved the last Rambo.
Right.
So violent. A guy, he portrayed him as a guy who was just completely tortured.
Yeah.
And but at the end, he put his issues with his father behind him, and you saw him going back to his ranch here in the States. And that was the last scene in the movie where he's walking back.
I watched the trailer yesterday. And I know you said you loved it. I don't think we need this.
No?
No. Preston. This is Grandpa Rambo, man. It's not like it's ever been rooted in any scintilla of realism.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But this is just, I think it's gone way overboard.
It was way overboard three movies ago.
I know.
Dude, he blew a guy up with a bow and arrow in the second one.
I know.
So given that. It looks like it's on track to deliver. What any Rambo movie like this is him setting the traps.
Yep,
blowing people up.
There's a scene they show in this where he's surrounded by a gang of like 20 guys.
Right.
And this is old man Rambo.
The 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Yeah. All right, I can handle it. So, I mean, after all, I'm only 76 and a half years old.
Let's play some clips, and we can't pause these along the way, can we?
Why not?
You know what, Preston, we can.
All right.
Wait a second. I just saw Jerry Abate in here.
I know, but he hasn't fixed it yet.
If I put them over here, we can pause them. Yeah.
All right, well, you will have to pause.
Pause them!
Okay.
Coming back from Vietnam, tell us you can't pause audio effects. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Spin on us. Tell us you can't pause an audio.
I'm going to take control. What am I doing? Wait,
just press the buttons. Well, press on the...
Press the buttons!
I've
watched people I've loved die.
Just wait. I'll pause it. Yeah. I'm trying. Case, I've got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
His growl, is just so pronounced now. It's almost unhearable.
Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury.
He's really breathing.
I was like a chocolate blizzard with extra sprinkles and a few extra jimmies and a hot dog and some French fries.
What are you saying? It's, at a certain point, it just becomes a subwoofer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I didn't actually understand what he had said.
I said that as a kid,
he was ordering a blizzard.
I was ordering a blizzard at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Chocolate with sprinkles?
Jimmy's.
Jimmy's, okay.
Yeah.
I'll kill you where you stand.
He's from Philadelphia.
Right, I didn't.
Philadelphia. All right,
here's the next clip. Here we go.
All these years, I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past.
You know it's secret.
No.
At night when I go to sleep, I put on a beauty mask. And I exfoliate. It's a regimen. It's what I do to stay pretty.
That's the big secret?
It's a secret!
Okay, all right.
And if it comes looking for me, they will welcome death.
Come on.
I love it. I love it.
No. If they come looking for
revenge.
You
need to understand, I'm only 83 and a half years old, and I'm 5'6" tall. If you come looking for me, I will punch you in your shin. I will use an olive fork to kill 29 criminals.
Yeah. Okay. One more clip for this. Here we go.
I want them to know that death is coming.
I'm curious as to who is going to be coming after him this time.
And the Shriners.
And why? For sure.
Well, no one knows why, but for some reason the Shriners are coming after him.
They'll show up on go-karts.
Right, yes.
Yeah. With the fezzes.
With the fez hats on.
I see your fezzes. I know you're coming after me.
Yeah.
You do all that philanthropy, but now that's coming to an end. I will tie your little fezzy strings together.
Years, I've kept my secrets.
Oh, my God.
There's a look of him frozen on the screen here. It's a classic Stallone. I guess he's... It looks like in the scene he's drawing a Bowie knife down on somebody.
With beautiful, beautiful veneers.
I was going to say. Yeah. Teeth look nice. Yeah.
Teeth look great. Mets, Medicare, man.
In Vietnam, they had the best dentist ever. Listen, I want two things. Zoom whitening and close the gap.
Zoom whitening.
I want veneers, a crown, and I want an implant. Dental.
And he'll get it, too. All right.
It was the greatest day of my life. The day my quip came in the mail.
Oh, my God. You know how many people he could kill with a quip?
With a quip, I could kill a lot of people.
Yes.
It's got a motor in it. And changeable heads. So if I wear it down after killing 10 people, I just pop another head on.
That's right. All right, let me go back to the last bit of this clip. Here we go.
Yeah, there's nothing they can do to stop it.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's The Walking Dead.
He starts whistling the baby elephant walk.
Oh, God. Wow.
Nothing's gonna stop it. Nothing. Death is coming, and it's coming in a rental car.
They say things that doesn't make any sense.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
You can't stop this storm. This storm is on the horizon, and the horizon is in the distance. If it was closer, it probably would not be the horizon. And you can't even argue that, because that doesn't make any sense. I'm 93 and a half years old. I wear a colostomy bag, but it's rigged with explosives. I have platform heels on, so I look taller.
Yeah. So
I will cut you like a fish.
He never goes looking for the fight. The fight always comes to him.
The fight comes to me.
Mm-hmm. Although this one, it looks like he went and picked the fight.
I actually sent out an invitation. Yeah. It was an Evite.
Okay.
Oh, really?
At the top, it said, looking for a fight.
Yeah.
It's going to be at my ranch. I gave the date and time. But I got the date wrong, so I had to go back in. But I couldn't figure out how to edit the date, so I had to erase that invite and send out another one.
Does it bother you when people don't respond to your invites?
It does,
yeah.
Because it's very easy. It's just one click.
Yeah, and you can
Do you want to come here and get killed or what?
Yeah.
Are we going to do this or what?
Even a maybe is something,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I put out, dear cartel members, I'm having a gathering. Won't you come and let me slit your throat? Please respond.
Oh, my God.
Is...
What?
Is he...
Yes, there will be food.
Yes.
Is he and, like, John... Are they... They're serial killers, are they not?
Well, listen, I think in John Wick 2, there was... He kills over 200 people. But either you buy the Rambo stuff or you don't. And I do... I mean, I do Rambo, too. If they keep it off the charts violent, and it looks like they're going to do that in this one, because that's what was happening in the last one. But the fact that he was this... tortured guy, I really loved it.
Now,
and listen, for him at this age to pull it off, to write it, direct it, and to do what he's doing, he's great.
They're going to have to, though. For me, listen, to not believe it because it's all unbelievable, but for me to buy into it a little bit more, they're going to have to play on this age thing some.
So if he has like a...
If he's able to, you know, climb the side of a building with his bare hands...
It's going
to
be hard.
Come on,
but what if he's like using a jitterbug phone?
The numbers are very large because it's hard to see. All right, I'm going to call the head of the cartel.
Yeah, that actually...
215.
Right. I might be on board if they do something.
Hello,
like
I've fallen and I cannot get up. Death was going to be coming, but going to be a day or two. I fell in the bathtub.
Unfortunately, death is on hold for
death
now.
Death is not coming. I'm having my sit-down shower installed. Yes, hello, this is Rambo. I would like you to tell the invitees that death would not be coming today. as I sprained my shin while painting the foyer.
Oh, my God. All right.
Let's... I've never seen one Rambo movie.
What?
Not one.
First Blood is great.
It's a great movie.
First Blood's
really good.
When they came out, I think the first one, by the way, Nick.
This is Rambo Last Blood,
which hits theaters on September 20th. But when the first one came out, I think it was rated R. And so I was not allowed to see R-rated movies when I was a kid. And then I fell behind and I didn't understand the plot points, which obviously elemental to understanding Rambo.
Just see the last one, Rambo. And I trust Preston. You saw it.
It's gritty. It's brutal. It's very, very brutal. And it's, I like it better than two and three.
I agree.
But First Blood, I think, will always be my favorite one.
Yeah. No, Nick,
well, First Blood is again.
The fight came to me.
Yeah.
I was just going through town.
I was just walking through town.
You have a Dairy Queen.
He was looking for his old war buddy.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's on the edge.
Nick, it's a good movie.
It is.
And it's definitely... And David Caruso's in it, for
which
God's
one?
Sake.
Of young David Caruso. First Blood.
Okay.
Yeah, First Blood is the name of the movie, right?
Yep. This is now called a Thin Anemic Blood.
Right.
Yeah.
I enjoyed First Blood.
Blood on my stool.
Crestor.
Crestor.
Rambo Crestor. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What were you going to say,
guys? I enjoyed part two. Part three, I didn't. When you went through that list of all, you ranked all
Stallone
all
movies?
Stallone movies, they ranked Rambo 3 ahead of Rambo 2, which I was...
No. Rambo 3 is borderline sci-fi.
Yeah. You can skip that movie altogether.
Rambo 2 is fun, but again, if you... What?
Here's the definitive list. So it's First Blood.
Give the list and don't give him an order. You'll piss off Bill Wilson. Because he'll bring the storm. I fought in Vietnam and my buddy was named Buffalo Bill. He'd been on radio in Buffalo. He was sort of metrosexual and gesticulated too much. He'd always draw the attention of Charlie when he started talking. He'd see his hands coming up over the bushes. And he'd be able to fix our position. And then I had to turn to him and say, "Hey, radio boy, do that again and I'll bleed you."
Radio boy.
Bill Weston and John Rambo.
I'm a little concerned about, I don't want to go up 50 clicks. Why don't you just stop at the hands? You're going to get us killed.
Bill gestures a bit wildly, and like you said, they'd get a fix on
I'll
you.
Cut your goddamn arms off.
Yeah.
Learn to talk with your mouth.
They're out in the bush together. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, so anyway, First Blood came out in 1992, and 85 was Rambo First Blood Part 2. 88 was Rambo 3. And then John Rambo didn't come out until 20 years after that, 2008.
All right, so wait, when was Rambo 2?
85.
85, yeah.
Okay.
I was 10 years old. I saw that in the movie theater with my friend Patrick, and we both smoked cigarettes in that movie theater. I was 10 years old.
Bad boy.
I stole cigarettes from...
cigarettes. I was in the Running Away Club.
Wow. So I always take this into account.
I lost my good buddy in Vietnam. His name is Johnny Ding Ding. He tried to smoke a bamboo tree.
Those are the moments you remember.
Yeah.
The series. I initially, after First Blood, didn't buy into it, and then I revisited it, and yeah, I freaking love it.
All right. Anyhow, the movie comes out in September, and it's officially, it says the title here is Rambo 5.
Rambo 5, R-A-R-P.
And the tag is Last Blood. Rambo Last Blood.
Irish. Well, I'm going to burn this whole goddamn retirement village to the ground.
He's had it.
Yeah.
You see a guy go out and get into his golf cart and it explodes.
I guess I won't be seeing you at brunch.
Oh, my God.
The early bird special is death.
Oh,
I have an issue with you, Moish.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I mean, we could just... I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into the junkyard now.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right.
I wrote down seven lesson questions during this break, so
all right.
We got a lot to choose from.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me make sure I get to one that I really want to mention. Here.
Go deep.
Before I'll go deep.
I can't wait for something new.
Something new?
She's not a fan of Rambo.
No.
She's too busy trying to figure out how to dim her lips.
Oh, now you got me back in.
Kathy's wearing very bright lipstick today. I didn't say anything about it
She's
on the air.
She's been tracked by NASA today.
It matches her belt and shoes.
Which is impressive. I love the way you accessorized your lips.
Thank you.
She looks lovely, too.
It's orangish red. Very bright lips. All right, well, this is a piece of fashion. So, Kathy, this will bring you
all
in.
Right, okay.
Out on the beach, there is something called now the towel-kini. This is yet another kini.
Does it simply look like a towel wrapped around you?
Let's find out, because I didn't read the article.
He doesn't know yet.
Conceptual designer Aria McManus.
Conceptual designers.
Invented the new beach outfit. It's basically a cover-up that one wears over their bathing suit that is a towel with arm, neck, and leg holes in it.
This is moronic.
Well, it wouldn't be gender specific then, right? I mean, like,
no, you're exactly right. What makes it a kini? It's a towel with a head hole and leg holes in it.
That's like saying that only a man can wear a slanket.
What's a slanket?
You know, the blanket with the sleeves.
It's like a snuggie.
A snuggie. Okay.
Snuggie.
When you sit there and you watch Rambo.
Slanket is the. It's like the cheap version of
the snuggie.
Of the snuggie.
It's a knockoff snuggie.
I have a problem.
Oh my
with
God! They're $200.
Yeah.
What?
So you have a problem with the price. I have a problem with them calling it a kini.
Here's what you do.
There's nothing kini about it.
Okay. Take a blanket, grab a pair of scissors.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretend you're making a ghost costume for Halloween, and you've got it.
Well, Steve, you're missing. That picture doesn't truly cover it because it does have formed like a crotch area. It goes. You'd have to see, Nick, you'd have to show him that picture.
It's like a onesie with a cape.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So it's a little.
Are you not showing it up here. Are you not laying on a blanket when
No. Show him this
here.
One.
Look at this one over here.
Come over there. Yeah.
See, there's a suit, there's armholes and leg holes.
It looks like you've been glued to a wall.
Yeah, so anyhow. It leaves the back free for tanning.
Oh.
And the designer thinks it's nice enough to wear around town, too.
I see what you're saying. Of course the designer does. She wants to sell them.
Yeah. It's $199.
That's dumb.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not paying $200 for that.
Okay.
I can get sunglasses for that.
Yeah, totally, right?
Do you know what's...
By the way, man.
Yeah, what, man?
What?
I decided to go and buy a nice pair of sunglasses, okay? I needed a good pair of sunglasses. And sunglasses are not cheap.
It's highway robbery, is it not?
Sunglasses are not cheap. They're like $200 if you want to get a good pair of sunglasses. Yeah. I got some Maui Jim sunglasses, which is great because they break. You send them out, they return them to you, no charge, right. 100%. I had them for less than a week, and I can't find them.
Oh, no.
I know where I put them. Somebody in the house picked them up, moved them somewhere, and I don't know where the hell they are, and I'm really pissed off.
Oh, your son's cruising around in his car in his new Maui Jim.
All right, so let me ask you. So I had to break myself of bad habits, and so when I have a pair in the house, and I have a pair that's always in the holder in the car. So I make sure that
that's how you should do it.
That's how you should do it. So, and then there's one area, regardless, that I make sure that I put because I've lost so many because they're expensive.
Yeah,
and I do this, or you sit on them.
I'm the grab them off the gas station rack kind of guys. I'm just here. These will do. I just need it to shade. That's it. I'm not looking to make a great fashion statement or anything. This time, I went into a sunglass store. I tried on a bunch of different brands. I found the ones that I think
you did the full deal.
Framed nicely on my face. Yeah. And they're freaking gone.
The
man.
Reality is that you get what you pay for, right? So when you're buying the nicest sunglasses, you're going to have a better view. And Steve, I don't put my sunglasses in that little thing in the car because it scratches the lenses. I keep it.
Oh, mine doesn't. Mine's padded.
Yeah, mine's good.
Yeah. So is mine.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is that where you keep your tacks, too?
No, I just think it's better to put it in the case that they give you and I put that case in the door. Yeah.
Every couple of years, my mom says to me, I want another pair of nice sunglasses. She, just like you, she loses them within, I give her a month. She won't make it. I bought a pair for her for Mother's Day. She won't make it through the summer.
You know what I did? I ordered a pair of those tactical sunglasses. See the commercials for them all the time.
You bought those?
Yeah, oh yeah. So you get the first pair for like $19.99, mm-hmm. and then the other 11 pairs you get for another dollar. which really makes you question how good they're. Yeah. So the first, how can you afford to do that? But when I drive, like I have a heads up display on my car, and it has to be like the more yellow amber tint for me to see that display. Like,
Well, Nick, don't you have somebody you get free sunglasses from?
Yes. The guy named Chris, he works for a company called Canon. It's K-A-E-N-O-N. And
hello, Chris, I fell with him in Vietnam.
He's come out to a few different charity events and stuff. And Chris is a good guy. And they used to sell them in Vietnam to Rambo.
We used to call him Shades.
What, that was the name of the guy?
That was
or
his name.
Okay. Yeah, he knew Bill Weston.
He knew Bill Weston.
Well, tell this dude to send me some free sunglasses.
Okay. And a sandwich. Send a sandwich.
No, I used to have a pair of Kenyans. They were very big. They were like the side, the arms on the side were very large.
Like old lady at a wedding glass?
Kind of like that.
But I had my eyes dilated.
I got specifically, they were frameless. If I wanted to wear them while playing golf, that wouldn't obstruct.
The specialty was athletes. So he would sell them to ball players, to golfers, because you need them a little bit differently if you're playing baseball or you're out on the course. They need to cover a little bit more of your face. Really.
I've always wanted Larry Fishburne Matrix.
Oh my God.
And they don't work.
Okay.
I ordered a pair once. They do not stay on your nose. Yeah. You start to sweat a little bit, pop right off.
Preston, I have a tip for you. Off Saks, so like Saks Fifth Avenue, the discount version of that. No, the discount version.
Get your hand off my Saks.
You said Saks, Kathy.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
you can get discounted designer sunglasses there.
Okay. Off Saks?
Yeah.
Where is this now?
It's in the Metroplex next to Target.
I can get you Oakley's half price.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I can get you Oakley's half price.
Joakley's?
No. Real Oakley's.
Real Oakley's. Yes. Okay, not Joakley's.
Oh, those knockoffs?
Yeah.
Joakley's?
Yeah. We call them Folkley's, but Joakley I like better.
Joakley's was what we called them.
When we would go up to New York every now and then, we'd go down Canal Street and would stock up on cheap knockoffs.
Yeah.
Man, all
get
the
a really
time.
Nice Rolex for $50.
Yeah, exactly.
and a great Panasonic TV.
Yeah. Ooh, is this a Sony?
If you go into those... Those going out of business stores. No, this is legitimate Sony.
Lonnie Vuitton.
Yeah.
A lot of great
things. Oh, this is Gookie. Don't you mean Gucci? No, it's Gookie.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.